Senate passes criminal justice reform bill. By Sean Moran on December 18, 2018. The Senate passed the First Step Act on Tuesday night in a win for the White House, especially senior adviser Jared Kushner, as well as many Republicans and Democrats. The Senate passed the First Step Act on Tuesday, 87-12, featuring massive bipartisan appeal for the legislation. The Senate will then move to the House, which may take up the legislation sometime this week. Speaker Paul Ryan has promised to reconcile the two bills in Congress's lame duck session. The House overwhelmingly passed the First Step Act in May, although the legislation faced hurdles from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Senators Tom Cotton, RAK, and John Kennedy, RLA. Some allies of the White House were not on board with the bill. The divisive issue split Trump's team as Senators Cotton and Kennedy fought the legislation but lost in the end. The wide margin made it difficult for senators such as Cotton and Kennedy to fight. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has served as one of the champions for criminal justice reform for many years and cheered the bill's passage through the Senate. Senator Paul said in a statement on Tuesday, "As a leading voice for criminal justice reform who has introduced and co-sponsored nearly a dozen bipartisan bills to fix the problems that still plague our justice system, and someone who has loudly and successfully pushed for getting this important piece of legislation to the Senate floor for a vote, I am absolutely thrilled with tonight's passage of the First Step Act. True to its name, this prison and sentencing reform bill is a much-needed first step toward shifting our focus to rehabilitation and reentry of offenders, rather than taking every person who ever made a mistake with drugs, locking them up, and throwing away the key." Senator David Perdue, RGA, said in a statement on Tuesday, "The improved First Step Act will make our federal criminal justice system fairer to all Americans, while maintaining severe deterrence to criminal behavior. After working closely with the Trump administration to make several improvements to the bill, I am proud to co-sponsor the First Step Act." Senator Mike Lee, RUT, a big proponent of the legislation, said, "We did it. We passed real bipartisan criminal justice reform. Thanks to the hard work of my colleagues, American families will be stronger and our communities will be safer. This is a huge win for America and President at Real Donald Trump." Senator Orrin Hatch, RUT, said on Tuesday, "While there were other provisions I had hoped to include in a criminal justice reform package, this bill's focus on reentry and rehabilitation is sorely needed and I was happy to support it. Congratulations to my colleagues on a major bipartisan victory. While the bill has marginally improved from earlier versions, I'm disappointed my amendments to exclude child molesters from early release and to protect victims' rights were not adopted. I also remain concerned that reducing sentences for drug traffickers and violent felons is a threat to public safety." The 12 senators that voted against the legislation include Senator Cotton, Senator Kennedy, Senator John Kyle, RAZ, Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, Senator Ben Sasse, RNE, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Senator Richard Shelby, RL, Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, Senator Jim Risch, RID, Senator John Barrasso, RY, Senator Mike Entsi, RY, Jason Pai, FreedomWorks Vice President of Legislative Affairs, cheered the legislation's passage through the Senate on Tuesday. Pai said, "This was a historic night in the Senate. The First Step Act is a product of several years of bipartisan negotiations based on the successful reforms in red states like Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas. The efforts of our champions, Senators Chuck Grassley, Mike Lee, and Rand Paul, were apparent in the votes this evening. The Senate has done its job. We urge the House to pass the First Step Act and send it to President Trump's desk to be signed into law," Pai added.